Do you have arthritis and are having a hard time sticking to exercise, eating well, the things that people continue to tell you to do? You know what you have to do, but you keep finding yourself falling off the wagon. Well, I want you to know you're not alone. In this video, I'm going to tell you the top three reasons why people tend to fall off the wagon, why they tend to lack consistency. Odds are, these are potentially new reasons because it's not because of lack of time. It's not because of boring exercises. There are rooted reasons why consistency becomes difficult. Then in turn, I'm going to tell you how that you can break through this because it is possible to be consistent. And guess what the number one contributor to actually seeing results is? Consistency. So let's get into it. A lot of times, consistency gets blamed on some of the external factors that I mentioned previously. Whether you run out of time, you're just not feeling like it, maybe the weather outside. These external factors are commonly blamed. But there's actually some internal factors that may be contributing to this. And the entire reason I'm telling you these is because a lot of times these are overlooked. And if you can fix maybe one or all three of these, if you're dealing with them, it can truly open the doors to results. Because again, it comes down to consistency. If you can hone in and be consistent, opportunities are endless. Yes, even if you have arthritis. This first one is not seeing results. So results are very motivating, whether it's an increase in strength, increase in stamina, maybe you can stand or walk for a longer distance, a certain weight lost, whatever it is that you're chasing. Seeing results that are getting you there help you to progress forward, help you to be consistent. And when you don't see those results, or maybe you feel stagnant or in a plateau, consistency can become difficult. A clear pathway can be so incredibly powerful, especially when you're dealing with pain. As a physical therapist, I've been treating and talking with people who have been dealing with pain for days, months, and even years. And it all comes down to this: having a clear path. Knowing these sets of movements you're going to do, and then you're going to do these sets of movements, and then you're going to do these sets of movements. But when you're having this dilemma of figuring out, okay, what video am I going to do today, or what class am I going to go to today, even programs like Silver Sneakers, although it's a great program, odds are you're not in a specific progression. Maybe you go to a balance class one day, you go to a full body class another day, you go to a resistance class the next day. It's in this pattern where it's all over the place. And so if you find yourself in this plateau of, man, I'm really not seeing the results, maybe you feel good afterwards, but it's not progressing you into walking longer distances or getting better at stairs. You need a clear path forward. And we're going to talk about this solution at the end. Now, the second one is you feel worse than when you started. I find this to be true a lot of times, especially in people that have arthritis, because you're dealing with pain and people keep telling you exercise, walk, etc., etc., but it makes you feel worse. And it just blows my mind that people are being told that's okay. We have been so ingrained in the no pain, no gain mindset. This becomes an issue when you're dealing with joint pain because if you are significantly flaring up your pain, you are constantly digging yourself a hole and then trying to climb out of it. When exercise and habits that are going to reduce inflammation, such as anti-inflammatory eating, proper sleep, these habits are meant to help you move forward, to progress, not to regress. So if you're doing certain movements that are flaring up pain, but thinking to yourself, this is making me progress. I just have to push this little bit more. I just have to go a few more repetitions and then I will finally find relief. Odds are that's not the case. What you need to do instead is find movements that your body actually likes. Modify the movements that you're doing by adding support. Not push through. So if you are doing something, whether it's going to a class, going to the gym, doing a workout online, and you feel worse than when you started, this can lead you to fall off the wagon. Well, I'm dreading this because I know that I'm not going to feel good afterwards. I know that my knee or my hip or my back is going to hurt after doing this. It's hard to motivate yourself when you have that anticipation of pain or that impending doom. And the third reason is you're hesitant in what you're doing, or you're not confident that what you're doing is going to move you further towards your goal, that you may actually be hurting your joint or making your arthritis worse. Again, a very, very common situation that a lot of people with arthritis find themselves in. This is due to a multitude of reasons. Maybe what you've been told by a healthcare professional to avoid certain movements or to only walk for exercise, or things you're reading online make you fearful of certain movements, or just your experience with pain is leading you to always anticipate it. If walking a certain distance hurts and you try to go out and walk that distance every day because you've been told that walking is good for you, but you know that pain is coming, you're anticipating that pain. So it's probably not going to be a very good experience for you. Same thing with stairs, and the same thing with maybe doing certain movements and exercises like squats or lunges or things of that nature. If you are scared you're going to make your arthritis worse, if you're hesitant that you're not really sure what you're doing is going to help, or that you have this anticipation of pain, let me tell you, consistency is going to be difficult. It's going to be hard to stick to something that you're not confident in or that typically causes you pain. So all three of these situations that can decrease your consistency can play a huge role. These are the rooted reasons why consistency can become difficult. Certainly, time, the weather, your mood play a role, but it really comes down to these three things. And when we talk about breaking through it, like, how can I be consistent? I know that maybe I'm not having a clear path, or I'm really scared of doing certain movements. How can I break through that? And I just wanted to talk about why I created the Adventures for Life membership program. Because honestly, when you look at what's offered to people with arthritis, the certain exercise programs and things, it's like I mentioned with the silver sneakers. I mean, you get these, say, maybe chair exercises, or you get these sheets of exercise from a rehab professional, or maybe you go to a personal trainer and are doing a lots of different things. It tends to be all over the board. Yes, again, maybe going to silver sneakers and going to some of those group classes helps. Even things like Pilates and yoga, they all can help. But I want you to really think about having that clear path. And a lot of programs are missing this. Especially when you have arthritis and you have a goal of walking or climbing up the stairs or coming down the stairs, managing pain, you need a specific path in order to get you there. And with this Adventures for Life program, I think one of the biggest motivators is having a specific path. Each level focuses on one goal. The first one being standing, the second one being walking, the third one being higher level strength, getting out of chairs, the fourth one being stairs and getting up from the floor, and then the fifth one is continuing to build upon that strength. In each level, you have specific targets to hit. You have specific tests to pass. The reason why this came to be was because people were having difficulty being consistent, following YouTube videos, following their physical therapy. They get to a certain point and then they think, what's next? I'm not seeing results. I've hit a plateau. Now, this was created after talking with thousands of people with osteoarthritis, experimenting with different workouts and different ways that people respond to movement. This was all strategically created after years of treating patients and figuring out really what makes them tick, what makes them stick. Numbers can be very motivating. So in these tests inside of Adventures for Life, you are tracking how far you're walking, and then we're revisiting it later so you can actually see your progress, so you can see those results. When it comes to feeling confident that these movements are going to be helpful, with an extensive background in physical therapy, these movements have been created to specifically help you, specifically help your arthritic joints. Sure, you may have to modify, and we talk about all kinds of different modifications. You may have to take it a little bit slower, or you may need to increase weight. You may need to take it a little bit quicker if you are in a higher level. Adventures for Life was also created in a way that helps you record your wins. I think it's very, very important that you reflect on how far you've come. I know even for me personally, working out in the gym, it can be hard to see what you've been able to accomplish. It's hard to see maybe the small changes in strength that you've accumulated, or the small changes in balance, or the small changes in stamina. If you don't reflect back and think about it, think about how far you've come. So one of my all-time favorite things inside of this membership, and why I put this in here, was because if you are forced to think about what you've accomplished, or you give yourself an actual opportunity to sit down and think about it, you're like, oh wow, maybe I have actually done a lot more than I thought. Once you see what you've been able to accomplish, no matter how small, whether it's, oh, now I can stand out of a chair without using my hands, or now I can go down the stairs without thinking about it, or wow, I woke up and I felt less stiff today. All of these small wins add up. And I want to say tracking these small wins is probably one of the largest motivators. Something that can drive consistency significantly because you're seeing those results. You're confident that you're making progress. So after each step, you will have an opportunity to record a win, and you have to record a win in order to move on. You're able to look back at these. Say once you get a couple levels down the road, you can look back and see where you started to continue to track that perspective. So if you find yourself in a plateau, think about these three reasons we talked about in the beginning. Which one is maybe lacking for you? Or is it a couple or all three? How can you attack that, or how can you change that? Being in a plateau is not doing anything for your consistency because you're constantly feeling like you just have to motivate yourself, but maybe you're dreading doing it, you're not feeling good about it. And really think about those reasons. Before you reach for I don't have time, or before you reach for I don't feel like it, or the weather sucks, think about these reasons too. These reasons, once you get them in check, can be really, really powerful. Sure, I don't feel like going to the gym every day, but I know that I will feel better afterwards. I know that I will see results in my strength by going, and those help to motivate me moving forward. Now, of course, this is not perfect. Getting all three of these in line may not bring you to 100% consistency, but the good thing is you don't have to be 100% consistent. Shooting for about 80% of consistency is better than probably about 80 to 90% of the people out there. So I hope that this was helpful. If you do want to know more about the program, you can go to keeptheadventurealive.com/start to learn about Adventures for Life and get started. I hope that you can spread this to whoever you know who might be feeling inconsistent or who might be feeling stuck in a plateau, spinning their wheels. Share this with them to open their eyes on a new perspective of why consistency feels so out of reach, but also what you can do to help to improve it.